Iraq's offer to readmit weapons inspectors has provoked a new split among key members of the UN Security Council. Some members of the Council, notably Russia, France, and China, have welcomed the offer as a way to avert the use of force against Iraq. But the United States and Britain say Iraq is not to be trusted. The Bush administration says the Security Council still needs to pass a new resolution encompassing all of its demands on Iraq. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Disagreements among the Security Council members emerged within hours of the announcement of Iraq's offer to readmit weapons inspectors unconditionally for the first time since 1998. The White House dismissed it as yet another ploy by Iraq's President Saddam Hussein to circumvent UN authority. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw also questioned Saddam's motives. But China, France, and especially Russia, which often is sympathetic to Iraq, were far more positive, and all three have veto power within the Security Council. At a news conference today featuring various foreign diplomats at the UN, Russia's Foreign Minister, Igor Ivanov, speaking through an interpreter, said the UN weapons inspectors should return to Iraq immediately.
We are all concerned, and we're still concerned, about the fact of whether Iraq has programs for production of weapons of mass destruction. That's the central problem, about which there are appropriate resolutions. And we need to have an answer to this question, whether they have weapons of mass destruction, whether there are programs to produce them. That answer can only be produced by international inspectors.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan also said the inspectors should return, but Annan acknowledged differences within the UN over how, when, and under what conditions.
There are delegations and member states who feel that we should not return to business as usual and that we should take steps to ensure that the inspectors are able to go about their work unimpeded and with the full cooperation of Iraq. And I think they would want Iraq to understand that this is not going to be a repeat of what happened in the past.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking moments later, said the only way to make sure of that is to put it in the form of a new UN resolution.
Let's reflect on what we saw yesterday with this letter from Iraq. We didn't see Iraq suddenly acknowledging the error of its ways of the past 12 years. We cannot just take a 1.25 page letter signed by the foreign minister as the end of this matter. We have seen this game before.
Russia's foreign minister Ivanov disagreed.
On the question of the work of the international inspectors, from our standpoint, we don't need any special resolution for that to occur. All the necessary resolutions, all of the necessary decisions about that are to hand.
Ivanov said, let the inspectors return to Iraq, and if Iraq does not provide sufficient cooperation, then the Security Council should decide how to respond. That also is the position taken by France. But Secretary Powell said that issue needs to be discussed now.
We have experience on how Iraq deals with the inspection team. That's why they're not there now. They made it impossible for them to do their work once before. And so I think it's quite appropriate for the Security Council to consider the circumstances under which they might return, what they must be free to do, what additional instructions may be appropriate. And I think it is a reasonable discussion for the Security Council to have as to what the consequences for inaction on the part of the Iraqis would have for Iraq.
A State Department official points out that Iraq's letter to the UN offering to readmit the weapons inspectors makes no mention of unrestricted access to all sites. The official says the U.S. hopes the Security Council will draft a new resolution by the end of the week addressing that and other issues. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.